Cute, cute kids, I tell ya. Cute kids, I love it. I love it. So, let me ask you, just for a few minutes, we've had a lot of extra but wonderful things in the service today, so I'm not going to speak long, but I want us to think for just a moment about being bold, about doing and saying whatever it takes. If we were to think about what it takes to define boldness, we could probably come up with a lot of different definitions of what that means. Now, I love this. There's the quote that is used a lot of times whenever we talk about boldness. It's, most people say it comes from Goethe. It doesn't, actually. But the quote is, whatever you can do or dream, you can do it, begin it. Boldness has genius, power, and magic in it. Sounds like something Goethe might write, but he didn't. My favorite quote about boldness is, he was a bold man who first ate an oyster. Now, I love oysters, but at first glance, I'm not sure that was something that I would have put in my mouth, you know? So, yeah, I think that's probably true. Now, we sometimes think that boldness comes from our personality. And those of us who are not maybe a little more loud than others, a little more, you know, we sometimes confuse boldness with brashness. And we think boldness is whenever you are loud and you are the one who's always the first to raise your hand or talk about something maybe a little bit challenging to be around. But actually, biblical boldness may be quiet and unassuming. It may be meek, it may be humble, or it may be vocal and even somewhat confrontational at times. But boldness from a biblical perspective is the confidence to do and to say what is right regardless of the cost. And so the question this morning is, as we continue our journey through Acts, the question is, are we being bold? And I want us to just talk about this story, and I may or may not have the time to actually even read all of the scriptures that are behind me, but so Crystal, just keep up, and I'll just tell them, and you just show them, okay? And we're going to get through this, because I want us to think about this passage for just a minute, this story, this wonderful story that we are told that shows us what boldness really is from those who had no right to be bold. Peter and John, after we are journeying through Acts, we're making our way through Acts, and you remember how what happened at Pentecost and how they are filled with the Holy Spirit. And immediately afterwards in chapter 3, we're told about Peter and John. Now, those are two voices of boldness, because on the one side you have Peter, who kind of fits that brash, you know, he'll say anything, and usually does, and then has to take his foot out of his mouth. And then you have John, who, if we know anything about John, he seems to be more of the quiet and unassuming, kind of that humble kind of person, that meek kind of person. And so in Peter and John, you have those two polar ends of boldness, but they go out in chapter 3, and they actually encounter a man who is lame. And they tell, if you remember the story goes that they tell this man, we don't have any money. He's asking for money. He needs to have the money to survive. And he said, the scripture says that they tell him, we don't have any money, but what we do have, we will give you. And that is, stand up and walk in the name of Jesus. And he's healed. Now, there's a couple of verses, Acts 3, 9 through 11, that tell us, and all the people saw him walking and praising God, and they recognized him as the one who sat at the beautiful gate of the temple asking for alms. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. And while he clung to Peter and John, all the people, utterly astounded, ran together to them in the portico called Solomon's. And so there's this rush to come and see what's happened. Everybody loves it when a miracle happens, don't they? They run to see a miracle. It's like, oh, look, let's go look at this. It's a show. And the same thing happened to them. And sometimes we want to do those spectacular things, and we think the boldness is in those spectacular things. But the truth is while we need to do good, we also need to share boldly. And they began to share the gospel of Christ. And the thing is, although people loved it when they had healed the lame man, they didn't love it so much whenever they talked about Jesus. And so it occurred that as they were talking about Jesus, sure as you might guess, there were those who didn't like it. And starting in chapter 4, verse 1, it talks about how while they're speaking to the people, the priests and the captain of the guard, the temple guard, came, and they came to them, and they ended up arresting them. And they put them because, not because they had healed someone, but because they spoke about Jesus, they put them in jail. Now, you know, I wonder how willing we are to be bold. Now, I'm not talking about the bold miracles. Although we love to see those things and we kind of love to do that. I mean, all of us naturally love that when things happen that we go, wow, that was huge. That was amazing. And there's nothing wrong with that. There is no criticism at all at the healing. There was nothing wrong with that, and we need to be about doing good things. But the truth is we also need to be bold in sharing why we do the good things. Why it is that we do those things. And that's what stands to get us in trouble. And that's why the boldness was not in the healing. The boldness was in the telling. The healing wouldn't get them in trouble. The telling. How willing are we? Are we willing to go in boldness, regardless of what kind of personality type we are? That's not what matters. What matters is, do we tell people? In this particular instance, 5,000, the scripture tells us in this first part of the passage of chapter 4, tells us that 5,000 men, now they had an annoying thing that they would do in this particular time, and that's only count men. 5,000 men, which means probably 10,000 or more men, women, and children came to personal faith in Christ. Not because they healed, but because they told why they healed. They were bold. Success comes when we are bold in the way that God has created us. And it may not. I'm not saying that 5,000 men, women, and children, or 10,000, whatever, is the measure by which we measure. The measure of success in that wasn't the 5,000 men. It was the telling. It was the willingness to do what is right, regardless of the cost. Because they were behind bars, they didn't see the 5,000 until afterwards. But they were successful whenever they told. The success is not when we do something dramatic. It's not when we are willing. Those are all wonderful things. The success is doing what is right, regardless of what it might cost us. Because that's the boldness that comes in Christ, whenever we are willing to share, regardless of the cost. And so they go on, and they end up in this passage. They end up, after they've been in jail overnight, they are brought before all of these leaders. Now think about, are there people that you and I think about that we think, if only somebody could share with them, if only somebody could share with this particular public person, maybe in entertainment or maybe in politics, and we think, man, if only someone could share with that person, think about what God could do if that heart was transformed. They end up before the leaders, the people who had the opportunity, if they had taken a step in faith, had the opportunity to change the entire spiritual landscape of Israel at that time. And here are Peter and John, and have the opportunity to share the gospel with them. What did it cost? It cost them a night in jail. What would we be willing to do to be the people that God used to stand before someone that might have the opportunity to make an impact in eternity in ways that we can't see? Would we be willing to spend the night in jail? Would we be willing to speak? Would we be bold enough to say, this is why I do the things I do? This is why I live the way I live. not because I come to church, but because I have a personal faith in a Savior who walks with me every single day. And it's because of Him that I can live the way I live. Are we willing to speak? Are we willing to be bold? God probably won't call most of us to a street corner, but God calls every single one of us to be bold. Now, as we read on through the passage, the amazing thing is they can't figure out what has happened. In fact, the scripture says they took note that these men were uneducated. They weren't trained theologians. They weren't those who should know the scriptures like they were clarifying the scriptures. And it says they were common men. Now, the great thing about this particular word that is used in this verse, it's the Greek word for common, idiotes. Guess what word we get in English from that? So here's my question. Are you and I willing to be idiots for God? Because some people are going to think, if we're bold, and, you know, here's the thing. They said, these spiritual leaders asked the question, where do you get the power? Whose name are you proclaiming in order to do these things? They are the people who were supposed to have the power, the spiritual power in this particular context, but they saw that these idiots with Jesus were bold. I don't know a lot. There's a lot of things I don't know. But I want to be willing to be an idiot for Jesus if it will make a difference for His kingdom. He calls us to go boldly. You know, regardless of what you know about Jesus, He was meek but bold. He was gentle but bold. His life, He was willing to give His life for us. The ultimate boldness that God calls us to is to recognize that our lives here on this earth, it's just the start. And these lives that we've been given them with purpose. There's a reason we have these lives. And there is the opportunity to live the kind of life that reflects who He is. That calls us to boldness. This morning we're going to take what we call the Lord's Supper. And it is a celebration of the ultimate boldness that Christ showed us in being willing to go to a cross, of being willing to give His life for us in order that we might have life for all eternity. It's the ultimate boldness to recognize that this life is so short, it's such a breath, and to give that breath back to the one who gives us life. So we celebrate. The Bible tells us that Jesus brought together His disciples and He brought them to that upper room. And in that upper room in which the disciples, you remember when we started our study on Acts, they're back in that upper room most likely. And that's where they waited on the coming of the Holy Spirit, where they found that power that enabled them to be bold. Because you see, that kind of boldness is not something we can generate from ourselves. It comes from Christ, from the filling of the Holy Spirit as He empowers us to do what He calls us to do. And that takes us always back to the cross, to our Savior, who was willing to give His life for us. So as we celebrate this morning and we wrap up this wonderful service together, with a time of sharing in the Lord's Supper together. It's a time to remember. It's a time to remember what Christ did for us. But more than that, when we take those elements, it is our commitment to follow Him, to be filled by the Spirit, and to boldly go wherever He calls us to go, to share in the way that He's created us, but boldly to tell people about Him. It's not a denial of anything. It is an affirmation of who He is and who He is in us. So I'm going to ask our deacons, former deacons, those who are going to be helping serve today, ask them to come to the front with the person that they will be serving with. We are a church that welcomes everyone who is a follower of Christ to share. Now, as we do this, here's the way we're going to do it. You can come to any person. Please don't let the aisles get blocked, because we want to do this as expeditiously as possible. But there will be all of these folks here who you can go to anyone. Take whenever you have taken the elements, then go back to your seat and we'll take them together. Before you come, I'm going to offer a prayer and pray yourself and just ask God, am I willing to commit my life to You to be bold in whatever way You call me to be bold? So let's pray together.